Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Okay, the next meeting for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club will be on Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everybody is welcome to attend. If you'd like to become a member, you are not required to have a ham radio license. Anybody can become a member, and there are also people there that can help you with your getting training to get your license. If you'd like to pick up a regularly scheduled net, please contact somebody in the club and we can set that up for you. If somebody does not start a net at 9 o'clock, it's a couple minutes after, please feel free to start it yourself. The net preamble can be found on our website at boonvillearc.com. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Enter PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZZZ, hi, Jeff.
Okay, there's two more, so we'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Jack, and everybody else here on the net. Got a temperature of 18 degrees. We had a low of 5 below zero this morning. And it got up to 28, so that's what about the size of it. Supposed to get down to single digits above zero tonight. So it's about it. By the end of the week, we should be having rain showers and temperatures in the 40s. So I guess it's going to come in there and wash away a good portion of that snow. That 114 inches of snow that we've had here on the mountainside since November 1st. So that's about it. Nothing too much going on, so we'll say God bless and 73s and to PFM clear.
Well, I hope you're right. That's the way it looks there. They're saying when it starts turning there about Friday or so. And we start getting up in the 40s there in the daytime, almost 50, and lows in the lower 30s. I'll take that. I'll take that right now. I might even put the air conditioner in the window. All right, George, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff and George, and everybody else on the side. Not too bad a day down here. Still maintaining pretty chilly weather. I saw a high of 25, and that was about it. We didn't go down too much last night. Probably down in the mid-teens. In fact, we're about 18.7 right now. But it's still quite a bit. And I know there's a storm apparently brewing right along the seacoast. But I don't think it's going to come in very far. It's going to stay pretty much along the eastern shore. So that's about it from here, I guess. 73s all around. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I read that storm's supposed to go east of us so far. But you know how that goes. But let's hope it does. Let's hope it does go to the east, and maybe this will be the last of what we're seeing for the year. But they say that jet stream is supposed to move up north here, start here later at the end of this week, start to pull some of that warmer stuff from down south up here. We'll take it, no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to some snow melt like you wouldn't believe. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
Good evening, Jeff and 5AOW.
KC2MBU, just a quick in and out. The C got me for a check-in.
Okay, there's a couple more. Ray's in and out. So we'll go with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up there tonight?
Sorry about the hesitation, Jeff. I went to reach for the logbook and everything everything fell down. Kind of funny. Not a whole lot going on today. I enjoy getting out a little bit. At least it was weather worthy. I had the sun and still cool. We can't seem to get rid of that, but like you say, maybe we'll get lucky. Well, we can't do anything but get better at this point. You know, we are technically in spring, and maybe within a few days or maybe a week, we'll give it a week, and then we start sending nasty letters upstairs. But it's got to get better. It's got to get warmer. We keep telling ourselves this, and they keep sending snow things down from, you know, what is it, the lake effect snow. I thought the lakes were frozen. We weren't going to get that. But here we are. Anyway, that's about it for me. I hope your day was pretty good, Jeff. N5AOW.
Well, look at it this way, Bill. You didn't have a stack of phone books that, you know, on top of that logbook there. So at least it wasn't enough to cause major damage over there. Well, you have to be careful. You have to put that logbook on top next time. But, okay. Yeah, we had a good day here, too. So, anyway, I think as the temperature gets warmer, you'll have better days, at least to be a perception anyway. I can sense a growing relief of cabin fever starting to spread around. You talk with people online, whatever. Everybody's getting outside a little more because it's starting to be consistently a little bit warmer. But we still got a couple more days of this below freezing stuff, and then I think we're going to start really seeing some spring show up. But, all right, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. Ray was in and out, so we're going to call out for some more check-ins. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, it's been a work day, another work night, and not really much else to report. Back into the grind of things here, and like I said, looking forward to some nicer weather. Excuse me, some nicer weather, so we can all go outside and enjoy some sun there for a change. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I've now closed the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Bill, and Ray for checking in tonight. Let's say 73 is to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, Net Control, clear.
Jeff, pop me out of this N2OIQ. Monk with the computer, I missed everything here, so just put me on the list. I ain't got no comments here. N2YQ.
We got you on the list there, Dan. Thanks for checking in. KD2AIT.
Checking in.
Do appreciate it. Anyone else rock up?
KB2KOJ is clear. And I'll pay everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ out.